You play to win the game. You play to win the game. Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
It's sports as usual, talking about the who is who. You watching live games, trying to see what you're going to do. It's sports as usual, talking about the who is who. You watching live games, trying to see what you're going to do. Sports as usual.
Live from the Biltmore here at Central City Studios, this is Sports As Usual. I gotta say, it feels really good to be back here with you guys. We did have a three-week hiatus. While I was gone, I wasn't home just chilling and doing nothing. Definitely was working, as always. So now we have a logo for Sports As Usual. So to my SAU family, you can stand up and clap. We're making some good moves here. Also, we now have our theme music. And you will be hearing my voice a little bit more. Why I am now on the jingle for Sports As Usual. So, we got a lot of fun things going on here at Central City Radio. Sports As Usual is definitely off to the races. We are building our SAU family. I want to tell you guys that if you have any questions or comments for me, make sure that you just put them in the chat, and I'll talk about it on live and even answer those in the future. All right. So today's show will be one of those ones. In the building tonight is my guy. He is a professional scorer. His circus shots, his corner specialist, his blinders. This is 2K Talk. It's all on Hall of Fame. He holds the record for the most points scored in Arizona high school history. Who am I talking about? The man sitting to me to the left. He is BJ Burries. We will holler at him a little later on in the show. Now, let's get to it. You know what time it is. You know what we do here. Smiling face emoji of the day. This is everybody's favorite thing, right? Let's get to it. So, today's smiling face emoji of the day goes to, drum roll, please, Mr. LeBron James. Now, don't ask me, Mr. Sports, why is LeBron the smiling face emoji? Well, I'm going to tell you why. So, recently, Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made some remarks about LeBron James. When LeBron was asked how he felt, he took the high road. Now, we've seen LeBron take a parting shot at people who took parting shots at him in the past, right? So, instead, he didn't say anything. And for me, I thought that was an ultimate sign of respect, and it made me respect and love LeBron even more. Because even though a legend took a shot at you, and you are a legend but still playing and not even yet in the Hall of Fame, at one point and at some point, he will be a legend and in the Hall of Fame. So you have to talk to him accordingly, Mr. Jabbar. So for that reason, for LeBron's, what he didn't say, he will get our smiling face emoji of the day. So shifting gears, we have baseball back. Yeah. So here in the Valley, we have the Cactus League. The city went from no baseball to every spring training facility being at full capacity. And I'm loving it. I'm so excited that everyone got on the same page, because it was about to water down the game when people are arguing over collective bargaining agreements. And now the public now knows what's stopping us from seeing our teams go take the field for spring training. So I'm definitely happy that the players and the owners got on the same page. I think that that was something that they definitely needed to do, because we didn't need any more strikes or lockouts, right? We had one before. We see how that went. And then last year, we're dealing with COVID. Teams is not even playing in their own stadiums. So now that we're a little bit out the woods, we're not all out the woods, but we're a little out the woods, why are we stopping baseball? As you guys know here, my SAU family, we were on a Major League Baseball strike here because we were not going to talk about anything baseball until they got back on the field. So now we will go ahead and we will talk MLB. So, of course, my Yankees is always in the hunt. And if you're going to ask me right now, hey, Mr. Sports, what you liking right now? I'm going to tell you up front that it's my Yankees. Now, I do know, of course, the Dodgers reloaded. You know, they got Kershaw back. You know, some other teams did some things to make themselves a little bit more prominent. We got that. But we are still the empire. And as long as the Yankees have that big payroll, we will always be in reload mode. We are never rebuilding. So moving along to a little PGA real quick. Tiger Woods is making a comeback. Huh? I said El Tigre.
I'm Tiger Woods.
Is about to come back. So a year removed from a horrific accident, right? Looks like he wants to give it another go. And I'm all in. Like, us as fans, we've been waiting and clamoring for Tiger to come back. He moves the needle in golf like nobody else. And we all want another Masters from him, right? And so, you know, he was going to go play in Augusta. Didn't golf or compete. But just the fact and the ripple that we felt, right, when we knew he was going to come back, something different right there. So, you know, as far as Tiger Woods and his comeback to golf, here at Sports As Usual and here at Central City Radio, we definitely support you, Tiger, and we cannot wait until you get back out there doing what you love to do. And if you're coming back, though, come back with a vengeance. No more moral victories, Tiger. No more moral victories. Come back and get to it. So a little NBA news. It looks like the Lakers are close to not making the playoffs, the seven to ten playoff game. As you guys know, LeBron is my favorite player. So if he went to go play in Shanghai, China, we'd be talking about Shanghai, China right now. But one of my producers is saying that he's showing me his son's shirt, and I know the Suns are formidable. I know this. And I live here in the Valley. And I do love me some Devin Booker, boy. But I gotta say, I still feel a certain way because the Lakers will not be in the playoffs. It just feels like NBA is always better when LeBron is in the playoffs. But with that being said, we will go ahead and we will piggyback and we will ride all the coattails for the Phoenix Suns here at Sports As Usual. Because why? I just told you, I love the Phoenix Suns and I love me some Devin Booker. Cannot wait to have Devin Booker on the show.
Shazam!
So, I believe that our NBA Finals is coming down to two teams in the West. Memphis Grizzlies and the Phoenix Suns. I would love to see that Western Conference Final, and I think that we may get that. Now, when we go to the East Coast, of course, you know that's where I'm from, right? Yeah, I know I'm from New York, right? All right. So when we go to the East Coast, we want to talk Brooklyn and Philadelphia. Now, all of those are for obvious reasons, right? I cannot wait to see Ben Simmons have to guard James Harden and go back on the other side of the court and James Harden have to guard Ben Simmons. You guys don't know. I can't. That will be must-see TV for the whole seven-game series because that is going seven. So I'm going to move along to usually we would have a segment called the JUCO Report. So today, no JUCO Report. Instead, we are going to rock out for the next 20 or so with my guy, Mr. BJ Burries. So BJ, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's good? I'm doing great.
So everybody out there, this is BJ Burries. I've been watching him play at Mesa Community College for the last 3 years. So as you all know, At one point, I was the assistant sports information director there. Now I'm just a one man do it all, fix this, fix that, go work the cameras, shut it down, you know, do this. No problem. But in the process, you get to see great players. This is one of the greatest players to come through to Mesa Community College. So I want to tap into that. What was your first love, and when did you know I love basketball? That's what I want to do.
I'll probably say when I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, because like basketball has always been in my family. My mom played college ball. My dad played college ball. My dad played at Cal State San Bernardino out there in California. And I think my grandma was a state champion back in high school.
Wow. So you're just coming from all athletic genes and just superstar.
Yeah.
It makes sense now on why, as soon as you walked through the building, I knew, oh, he's different. So, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'11".
Not what you're listed. How tall are you, BJ?
6 foot.
Okay. Okay, so you're about a point guard. Lefty or righty?
Lefty.
Yes, he is. So, my man the whole year wore the high top snakeskin pink Kobe's. It was dope, y'all. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. So let's get to the high school experience. So, were you born in Globe?
No, I was born in Fontana, California.
Okay, so how did you get to Globe High School?
So it was like when I was like two or three, my mom and I moved back to San Carlos, down at my grandma Marion's house back home here. So, I started off at Globe since I was middle school, elementary, all the way till high school.
Okay. So it makes sense that you would then just go to that school because it's right there up the block, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So when you went to Globe, was Globe a powerhouse?
I'd say like the previous years they were like below 500. They weren't really doing too good.
And then when you walked in the building?
Yeah,
What happened?
My freshman year.
So you're a 4 year starter?
Yeah.
Okay.
In varsity.
Okay. Ooh, so you didn't, wait, hold on. You wasn't JV?
Nah, I wasn't JV.
What? Wow, you were four-year letterman on varsity? Oh, man.
Yeah. But it was like my freshman year. We started off kind of good, I think 5-2. Then we played, I think Florence will always be my rival in high school.
Okay.
Because they would always be talking, and we were going back and forth.
Okay.
And they were in our conference. So I think the first time we played them, at home. Or I think it was first or second, and I scored a 68 on them.
What? Hold on. We're gonna hit the what again? You said you scored.
I think it was first or second, and I scored a 68 on them.
What? Hold on. We're gonna hit the what again? You said you scored how much?
68.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 68?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that game went into like double overtime.
Wow.
And out of like our 32 points we scored in both of those overtimes, I scored 30.
Wow. So we talk about, so hold on, time out now. This is the what? No. So hold on. You had 30 in four quarters.
Yeah.
We're talking about 30, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that there's some guys that he played on that team. They didn't have 30 all season. I just want you guys to know that. They didn't have 30 all year. And then he's saying, when we got the overtime, I put up another 38. Oh, my. I just got chills thinking about that. So you would just – didn't I tell you guys he had Hall of Fame blinders and Hall of Fame dead eye and catch and shoot? I thought I did say that, right? Okay. So I want to hear more. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we won that game. Then I think we went back over there. We played them again, but we lost. But I still dropped like 47 against
them. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so in the 4 years, 68, 47. So let's just throw a number out there to my SAU audience. 3,387. That is the total amount of points that this man put up in high school. I'm sure that there are some basketball teams that had a basketball season this year, probably played 20 games and did not score 3,000 points all year combined collectively. This man did it in a 4-year span, do you have any state titles?
Nah, I wish I did though.
How far did you guys get?
I think my senior year went to the like Elite Eight. But I think it was my freshman year, I averaged 23.7. Sophomore year, 27. Junior year, 30. And senior year, 38.3, I think.
I don't even know what you just said. I don't even know what you just now said. So you mean to tell me that as a freshman, you averaged 20-something, then went up, and then went to 30, and then went... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I was a baseball player. I love me some basketball. I think my career high in any kind of game is maybe 16 points. That's about 8 buckets, and you couldn't tell me nothing. He said he put up 47, but then 20 this year, 25, 30. Listen, man, come. So this is, and how were you academically?
I was doing great in school. Like, I would always stick with school. I would never, like, leave early or anything. I think I finished high school with a 3.3 GPA.
Excellent. My question would be, and I'm sure that maybe our SAU family wants to know the same thing, is with those type of eye-popping numbers and grades, why do you think you got overlooked and had to then go prove yourself on a JUCO level?
I would say, like, my size and the competing against, like, the talent out there. But I feel like there's a whole bunch of people that are overlooked that back home and, like, during the little school.
Right.
Like, the little schools pooping over there, like, right. 3A through 2A, 1A.
Right.
Like, I see there's a lot of overlooked. There's, like, great players everywhere, even on my reservation, since I'm from San Carlos Apache.
Right.
We got, like, girls that can hoop, boys that can hoop. It is just crazy.
So just such surface on that. What tribe are you from? And can you just tell the audience just a little bit about what it means to for you to be a part of that?
Oh yeah, I'm from I'm half African American, then I'm San Carlos Apache. I come from San Carlos Apache tribe. I'm also 1/8 Navajo from my grandpa who passed away like last 2 years ago.
My condolences.
Yeah. And it just feels like amazing to like just share my story and where I came from, and it's just like coming from a small city, small reservation, mm-hmm. like just trying to do my best to keep on moving forward, and just do everything I can.
Absolutely. And I think that you have, from what I've not known you for a very long time. It's been a short time, but I feel like I've known you for a long time. I've got a chance to watch you grow over the last couple of years. I've seen you work on your game. And, you know, the player, again, that I seen come through that door, all he did was just keep upgrading and elevating. And I thought it was really a sight to see. I was really sad this year that the Mason men struggled, but we're going to be honest. We're not. BJ had nothing to do with that struggle. I'm going to tell you, this man put up 18.7 points a game. I watched it, you know, so I know what he did this year. He was 82nd in the nation for field goal percentage, you know, and top 20 for free throw percentage in the nation. So definitely that man went to work. Okay, so after being overlooked, I know you just all chipped up right now. Because if it's me, I'd have been all chipped up. So did you have any chips? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we want to get to why Mesa Community College?
Well, it was like close to home, but my first choice was going to be Scottsdale Community.
Wait. Because you know I'm a T-Bird.
Yeah.
So you trying to say that you was not going to rock out with us? You initially was going where?
Scottsdale.
Oh man, do you guys hear how he was about to do us? Yeah, hear how you about to do us? All right, so what happened? How did I, what fell through there to reason why you said I'm going to MCC?
So it was a Saturday. I was taking a visit to a Scottsdale and just looking through. Like, they had a great program, great community and stuff. Great Coach Bunker. Shout out to him as he went to Nationals this year. And like, I was getting ready to sign and stuff, but I wanted to go back home and sign back there. So I told them like to hold off. And that's when Coach Jordan Ballard hit me up and said like, we want to go have a visit with you and stuff. I was like, all right. So I told my mom like, I want to go over here. And it was just like a great experience over here at Mesa Community College. So Coach Sam Ballard and Coach Jordan Ballard, like, they had the locker set up for me. They had a little video, like, of old players telling me, like, it's a great atmosphere here and stuff. Then we were walking the campus, and they had a great, like, library. Then they had a native center, and that really caught my eye. And shout out to my guy, Sam Stevens from the girls. You know, he what brought me in there, and Jordan and Coach Sam Ballard.
Excellent. Then some of the names that he dropped, you guys are not gonna know, but Jordan Ballard and what's the head coach?
Sam Ballard.
Yeah, Sam. They were the coaches there at MCC. Sam was the coach there for maybe a decade. He previously played for the Portland Trail Blazers back in the 70s, and then he went overseas and had a long career. And his son was one of the assistants. And then another name that he threw out, which was Sam Stevens. He's one of the assistant coaches for the women's basketball team. And y'all know how I rave about them. Remember, they just came from Nationals, so y'all know how I feel about them. So don't we're not gonna do that. But Sam, that's my guy. Shout out to Sam Stevens, Ben Nelson, and also the great Miss Corey Stevens. All right. So now we're at MCC. The first year goes. So after your first year, what were you thinking, and what were your expectations after year one?
I'd say, like, just I needed to get better at my shooting, being consistent, and getting in the weight room a little bit more. And just being a leader for my sophomore year.
Did you do any of that?
Yeah.
He actually, y'all didn't hear me when I told y'all 5 minutes ago. This man changed the complexion of Mesa Community College men's basketball over the last couple of years. So he did that. So, okay. So now we go into our second year, and then the world shuts down due to this nasty pandemic and virus, right? So no basketball, right?
Yeah.
How were you able to hone your, you know, wanting to play ball but can't without, you know, jeopardizing your health?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy because it was just back home in San Carlos, like, we were just on lockdown. We couldn't really do nothing. We couldn't, like, drive around, nothing like that. I think it was, like, only Tuesday and Thursdays, like, you can go out to Globe, get what you need, then just go back home. So, like, I just been, like, inside, just trying to keep up with my cardio and stuff, like, run around, shoot around with my little brother and stuff.
What, you were shooting on a little hoop on the door, in the room?
Nah, we have, like, a little, it's like a 10-foot rim, but it has the small rim.
Hey, don't knock that little hoop on the door. Listen, I'm nice on that hoop on the door, BJ, I'm nice. I probably hit 10 straight on that hoop on the door, man. I don't miss too much. You know what I mean? But yeah. So. Let's all right. So we have COVID. You're fighting to stay in shape and everything else. So fast forward now to last season. What was your expectations coming to last season, and what did you personally want to accomplish last year?
It would probably be just like being a leader for those guys right here, or for my guys.
Senior leader.
Yeah. Okay. Being the top dog, you know, trying to go to the playoffs, but it's just like we had too many, like, young guys. I was only, like, sophomore coming out.
Right.
So we had all kinds of freshmen. Like, it was, like, their first time actually playing college ball. Like,
right.
I know we were nervous and stuff, but.
Right. Well, from the outside looking at BJ, I just want to say, man, everything that you set out to do, you did, brother.
Yeah.
You didn't come up short on no level, man. And so to the audience listening, because you guys wasn't there that night, BJ got hurt a couple of games before the season ended, and he had to sit on the bench. And I looked at BJ, and I can tell that him sitting on that bench was literally eating at him because he could not help his team. On the last game of the men's season at halftime, when BJ walked into the locker room, he seen a message on the board. That message on the board stated in verbatim, BJ, we love you. We will never forget. That message came from yours truly, Mr. Ernest Hester. Why? I'm not a player. I'm not a coach. He sees me walking around. Yeah, that guy's up there. He does something. He's something important. But he can't tell that I appreciated what he did for us and the way he carried himself and showed tremendous character. So what way can you go and do that? The way I thought that I can go and do that was, okay, when they're going in for halftime, I know this will stick out. BJ, did you see that message?
Yes, sir.
After you saw that message, I came right to you. I said, what did I say to you? I said, BJ, did somebody, what did you say? You said, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, yeah. I said, listen, we ain't never going to forget you, man, what you did here. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
So you already know that it was. I was giving you flowers that moment, that day, you know?
Yeah.
So let's switch right now. So you're going to graduate from MCC, or did you graduate already?
I graduated last year with my associate's degree, and I'm graduating this semester with my generals.
So did you guys hear that? He's smart. So he's balling, and he's smart. He's taking care of his business. So let's switch gears just slightly, and let's talk a little pros. What do you see happening in the Eastern Conference, and what do you see happening in the Western Conference, and who you got?
Coming out of the East would probably be the Nets, because they finally got back Kyrie. And they got KD.
Hey, that mandate being lifted is going to be big. Because, listen, NBA, he been playing on the road. He ain't been playing home. Now he home. Where he comfortable facts. Sleeping in his own bed. Oh.
Then they got who they have. Curry. Mm-hmm. Patty Mills. They mm-hmm. got him coming out of the East.
So, what about Philly? Hold on. Talk about what about Philly?
I don't think Philly's going to do it.
Talk about. So, what about Milwaukee, though, BJ? Milwaukee?
I don't know. If Giannis can average, like, 35 a game against the Nets, then probably.
He said they average, but you know that the Bucks have historically had the Nets number, right?
Yeah, but you know KD's gonna come back.
Absolutely. So how we looking in the West?
West, yeah. I'm a Lakers fan, so it's like I'm down bad right now. But I want to see Ja go in to the
who?
Ja Morant.
Okay.
The Grizzlies.
Yep.
And I'll probably see, like, the Suns going out in the conference, too, in Western Conference Finals.
So, basically, what we're saying is Brooklyn and Philly in the East Conference and Memphis and Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
So, who's the final?
I'd say Nets and the Suns.
And who you got?
I got the Nets.
All right, so why would you think, though, that the Nets would beat Phoenix in a seven-game series? Only because of KD and Kyrie?
Yeah.
Because Chris Paul will be back by then.
Yeah, but I just feel like Nets will be overpowered.
I want to say that I believe that that series will go seven. I believe that the Suns' bench is deeper than the Nets. I believe that it's different from the Nets. And so I'm Mr. Sports here, and I'm the runner. I am the say so here at Sports as Usual. So I am going to take another route, and I'm going to cause to pause, and I'm going to say I will not give my prediction on who I'm taking, but I do agree with his finals prediction. So let's switch gears one more time. Did you watch any of the NCAA March Madness?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see the way that game went down between UNC and Duke?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Caleb Love, he definitely showed. Of course, he has to take 17, 18 shots. I get that. He has to take volume. He's a volume shooter. But when he gets going, he is a different guy. Who did you find yourself watching the most as far as a player saying, man, that guy is good. He's definitely going next level.
I'll probably say Caleb Love, or I like how Remy Martin played.
I like me some Remy Martin, too. So what about Mr. 2K, Banchero? What do you think about him?
What do you play for?
He plays for Duke.
Duke. Oh, yeah. I feel like he'll be top three this year.
They kind of saying he's the number one. I'm just not too sure about that, though, man. I really don't know. So let me ask you this, though, BJ. Just closing the whole Mason Community College thing, man, how do you really want to be remembered there? Now that it's all said and done, you know, you'll never play another game in that building again for that team. How do you want to be remembered there?
They're showing as, like, I'm a scorer, a leader. Like, I get work done on and off the court. and just like just being a great guy out overall.
Mr. BJ Burries, it's been an honor, sir, to watch you work on your game for the last 3 years. I really appreciate what you did for us, what you did for the school, and I really appreciate the high character that you had, brother. You displaying that and, you know, putting a lot of young guys under your wing when you're young yourself, and then still being a good role model for that and saying, hey, look, this is the way it goes, especially like you said, for kids that was just now playing basketball. That does not go unnoticed. I know that right now you are running around the nation doing recruiting visits, this and a third. To any D1 schools that are listening, D2 schools that are listening, you cannot go wrong with Mr. BJ Burries. He will go to school and he will ball out, okay? I'm trying to tell you, do not let him slip through the cracks again. He slipped through the cracks once. Don't let it happen again. Mr. BJ Burries, it's been an honor to have you here on Sports As Usual, brother. I want to say thank you for coming. Anytime you want to come back, let me know, and that mic is yours.
Yes, sir. I got you. Thank you.
All right, y'all. So now we're going to get to wants and my needs. I got wants and needs today. I got one want and I got one need. That one want? I need Tiger to win another master. Come on, Tiger. We touched on it earlier. You got to win another. If you're going to come back, we got to win another master. That was my one. My one need. I have one need. My one need. Brooklyn and Philly Eastern Conference Finals, boy. I've got to see it. It has to happen. I don't care who takes out Milwaukee. I don't care who takes out Atlanta. I don't care who takes out Indiana Pacers. Take them out. You make sure that y'all link up in the finals, because so y'all can give us what we want. So, lastly, we're going to go ahead and we will give out our crying face emoji of the day. Now, before I do that, I will say this. Yes, this guy is a legend. He is regarded as, maybe in somebody's eyes, the number one player in the NBA history of all time, right? I would probably say he's top three, because I want to add him, Mr. Jordan, and of course, Mr. LeBron James, right? That's my top three. Without any further ado, the crying face emoji of the day goes to, drum roll please, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly known as Lou Al Cinder. So time out. What was embarrassing to you, and what was LeBron doing that was beneath him? Because I know we're not talking about the I Promise School out in Canton, Ohio. Are we talking about that? Are we talking about how great he is with the philanthropy? Are we talking about how Mr. LeBron James has never had any blemishes publicly? The only blemish that he has public, as far as I'm concerned, was a decision how that played out. Other than that, I don't think LeBron even passed gas the wrong way. And we said, man, that kind of smells, right? He's taking strong stances for the black culture. He's taking strong stances for the NBA culture. He's always been a family man. So I'm not too sure about what you're talking about and why you decided to attack LeBron, Mr. Kareem. But this is what you have to understand. Yes, you are a legend. You have the one most unstoppable move in the history of the game, sir. But guess what? LeBron James is a legend, too. He's on the Mount Rushmore, too. So you have to be mindful what you say publicly about that man, okay? Make sure you remember that, because had somebody did it to you, you would have been in attack mode, and you should respect LeBron a lot more because he didn't say anything. So when you did give your public apology the other day, we all appreciated that, and that's what we needed from you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was one of those ones. Like I told you, this was going to be. This was so fun. I cannot wait to get back to you guys. We will be off for about a week. We will see you back next Tuesday, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast. I am Ernest Hester, and this is Sports As Usual. Good night.
I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.